Simin Tov Reish Memchet Sif Beis through Dalet. The Mechaber says, Esrig Shenikim Nekim Mefulish Kolshu Pasul. Shenim Mefulish Mayakis are Pasul, Vimchasa Kolshu Pasul. First sheet is Seisim, like Rav Rishenim, that Nikiv Nekim Mefulish Pasuls, even if it's not Chasa Bechlal, it's going on the ratio. And there are those that say, no, Yeshayim, like this, that it's going on the Seifa, that even by a Nekiv, which is Chasar, only Pasuls, sorry, other way around. Nikiv that's Chasar, that Pasuls, it only Pasuls when it's Mefulish. Yeshayim, the Gavin Nekim Mefulish, Bin Chisaran Mashu, Vishayim Mefulish, Bechisaran Keiser. Lechur, the Mechaber, is Soisim, like the Machmirim. However, it says the Ramo, Venogu, Lahakshar, Nekom, Shinasa, Bilan, and Dekoitin, Afrishishim Chisaran, Shizel, Derchidi, Lawson. Umiu imreya shina or baser kaim teich hanekev pasul is for harishayno afa pi shuma foolish shasadcha kishlok is for achrayno lashuk sarin shina kisser any rekum foolish. Even though the mechaber is seisim lechumro, says the Ramo b'shasadcha we could be simuch on the ravid that holds that even nekev foolish and a nekev kisser need a chesaron for it to be pasul. And then the Ramo throws in another chiddush that a nekev shenasa dekoytim if there's orv sarikayim, then it's going to be kosher. Now, what's the psul of Nekev Mefulish? Why is Nekev Mefulish pasul? Obviously, it has a big nafkamino. If it's pasul out chaser, so it's going to pasul just the first day. If it's going to be pasul out hodar, then the way that we pass can all pasul all 7 days. Maybe there's a different psul. So, either of them are shver. It's shver to say that it's chaser, because lamaisa, it's not chaser. If it's chaser, it's an echonomy. You're already psul out chaser. The chiddush over here is that it's Nekev Mefulish pasul even when it's not chaser. What would be the psul? To say that it's a psul of Hadar, Lachor is also shver to say it's a psul of Hadar. Why would it be a psul of Hadar? What's not Hadar about it? Perfrat, if you understand, that Nekim Mefulish means to the Chadri Azera. So that means if you push it, you don't see it on the other side. Regardless, you're not going to see it coming out the other side. If it goes inside, not to the Chadri Azera, it goes in an inch and doesn't hit the Chadri Azera, then it's kosher. You go an extra 2 millimeters, and then bang, you hit the Chadri Azera, then it turns into not Hadar? What would be the pshat in that? Why would it be not Hadar? So the truth is that if you look at the Ritva at the beginning of the parak in Afchav Tes, Mamish in the first nickel that he has in the parak, he goes through the different psulim, and he says certain psulim are pasal because they're not minoi, certain psulim are pasal because they're inay Hadar. For example, Chazazis and Nekev, it's pasal al tainay Hadar. So he says mefurish that Nikiv is al Hadar. But the truth is that the Ritva Lishitase, he doesn't hold that there's a psul of Nikichatama Bechlal by Esrik. Even if it was Chasar Mamish, it still wouldn't be pasul out chaser. It would be only pasul out hadar. So lechur nekev is certainly, according to him, is not going to be pasul out chaser. His only tzad really is to say that it would be pasul out hadar maybe, and then it would pasul if it's a nekev mefulish. However, if you look at the tour beizra Hashem, I hope to get up to it in Tafresh Memtes. The tour in Tafresh Memtes says that chaser pasul is only the first day. He's going through the different psulim. Tafresh Memchas goes through what's possible and what's kosher. Tafresh Memtes goes through when it's possible and when it's kosher. So he says, Shol and Gozel, those are possible on the first day. And so too Chaser. Chaser is possible on the first day, including in Chaser is Nizdak V'Nikev. He says, Lahedi, that it's a psul of Chaser, even though Lechura is not Chaser Mashu. Why would it be possible? Lechura, there is no Chesaron. You have to say it's Chesaron of Lekichatamo. Lekichotam alav dafka means that there's a chesaron. That we saw already when it came to Nizdak Emnik and Nechlekat Yemis. What's the reason why it's possible according to Rabbeinu Yeruchim? Because it's not Lekichotam. And there's nothing that's missing. That was the pella that we saw when it got to Hilchas Luluf. If it's Nektam, you want this chopped off the top of the Esrig, it's Psul Hadar. It's not Psul Lekichotam. However, if you didn't chop anything off, it's just that the leaves are split apart from each other, Nizdak or Nechlekat Yemis, then in a chanami, it passes out to Lekichotam, it's not tamo. What's the pshat? Says the Shulchan Aruch Harav, when you see that the leaves are split apart from each other, which is not the normal way that a lulav is supposed to be, that's not the way that it grows, a normal lulav grows, nire v'nikr she'enoi tam v'sholim, is his lashon. It's nire v'nikr that it's not tam v'sholim. And that means that it's not a chesaron because it's missing something. It's a chesaron because it's not complete. It has a mum. It has something which is not complete about it, and therefore, when it's nektam, whatever you see in front of you is complete. Part of it is cut off already, but whatever you see in front of you is complete. By nechlekah, by nizdak, there, even what you have in front of you is not complete, it's not shalim, and therefore apostle. So too, by nekev, which is mefulish, even though there's nothing which is missing, that's not shalim, and memela is going to apostle. Memela, according to this in Echanami, it's only going to apostle on the first day. It's only going to apostle on the first day, so long as it doesn't have maybe any issues of hadar, which we'll get to in a minute. There is a mashmois in Tosfos on Daf Lamed Vav, seems to imply. There's a prima gada mishmash like this also. We're going to wait for Tav Yesh Mem Tes Beis Hashem for this also. Tosfos seems to imply that the psul is a psul of Treifus. That Tosfos says all the psulim of Nikev and Nizdak is a psul Treifus, and that's why it's always possible. And he's matmei on Rashi lechero. How could you say that Nizdak is Rashi's case that Nizdak is kosher? Niklaf is. But it sounds like from Tosfos that Niklaf and Nizdak and Nikev, these are all psulei Treifus. What is the psul of Treifa? That's not clear. What is that psul? Is it psul because it's Rabbanu or Machmer, it's only the first day? Or is it psul Sen Hodr? That we'll see, Bezer Shem Tafresh Mentes, Sifkat and Gimel, the Taz discusses that. La Halach Lamaisa, the tour goes that Nikiv Nekim Befulish passes because of Chaser, and therefore, L'chichatam, like we're saying, and therefore it only passes the first day. Says the Mishnah, says the Ramah, he starts talking about where there is a Chasarin. When there is a chasaron, if the chasaron was made ayidei koytzim, then if you see that aru b'sar is kaim, then it's kosher. What does it mean that aru b'sar is kaim? This is the Trumas Hadeshin. He says aru b'sar is kaim. What does it mean aru b'sar? What are the two different things? The two different things are the basar of the esrig and the ar is the klipa. Now, what's considered the basar? What's considered the klipa? And we'll get to soon. That's really the machlekes is in the ikar machlekes. I forgot to put in the marmer kemes. Elam should remember to see the chazanish in Siv Vav on Niklaf. It's a very, very important chazanish because it makes a massive nafkamina. Maybe some people say it's not such a nafkamina, la locha. But pashtas, it makes a pretty big nafkamina, la locha, of what's considered the klipa and what's considered the basar esrik. But lachur, the basar of the esrik is considered basar, what you eat, or either the white part or the green part. And the aray is the klipa. What's the klipa? The klipa is either the green, if you hold that the basar is the white, then the klipa is the green. And if you hold that the basar is the green also, so then the klipa is the tiny, ever so thin, glid, gloss, which is on top of the esrig. We'll see in Sharatim, Sefkat and Chav Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says that there's four levels of every esrig. There's a, I would say paper thin, but it's less than paper thin, almost like saran wrap type of cover that gives the esrig gloss. It gives it a shine. Then underneath it is the green. Underneath that is the white, which is like the thick part, what we would call a rind, but that's really called the pre of the esrik. And inside, fourth one is chadri azera. So besara means the besara of the esrik, and ori means the klipa on top of it. The thing is that lachero, that never happens. It's not like a human being that it rejuvenates itself. If a person really gets a big cut out of his skin, or a fruit for sure, even when it's on the tree, it doesn't grow back. The fruit will continue to grow, but whatever was taken out doesn't grow back. It still is going to have an indentation. What does it mean, b'sarei kayim? So if you look at I saw a few of the Mechavris Ma'anenu, they quote a Shulchan Aruch Harav, he speaks it out lehedya. He says, shekol nekev shebalai ba'ide gadla al ilan, chariz libriyosei, any hole that happens when it's on a tree, it gets back to its libriyosei. Because it gets a little bit of a scab at the top. Since it's still growing, so it creates some sort of scab. He says, you're right. Very often you'll see in the esrig that the thorn pulled out, yanked out a big part of the esrig. However, there's a glid, there's a scab that's scabbed over the course of the next few weeks. But there's still an indentation there. It didn't grow back the fruit of the esrig. There's still an indentation. Is that chaser or not? Says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, no. That's what they're talking about. Really, the truth is the Taz is mefurish like this also. Taz also says, mevur kavanos, he's talking about the Trumas Hadeshen, don roim shenikun ora esrig b'mokam ha-chesar nahu, rak shish chesar v'gumashom, b'zeh etir. There is an indentation. That's not a chesar. That's not a problem. The fact that it's an indentation, and you know for sure that part of the esrig is missing, since afterwards, you see the cream on top. Since you see that it scabs over, it's not a problem. The interesting halacha is that the prima gadim in two places in Tafresh Mem Ches is mitzadid, one in Sifkat Yud Ches in the Eish Lavram, and one all the way at the end, he has Ktaz Dini, Kitzur Dini Esrik, he's Mitzadi, that if there's a psul Efshir, he says like this, his lashon is, Esrik Dinikiv Mitchilas Briyasai, Bekoitzim, Va'or Saviv Hanekiv, Kivisiv Beis, Bekoitmai Tzarechin. If the Esrik gets a poke from a thorn on the Chaitim, and it grows back, it scabs over while it's on the tree. He says when it's on the Chaitim, maybe it's going to be a problem. It's not chaser, what's the problem? Chaser, what's the issue? There's nothing that's chaser there, it grew back. From in the Prima Gadam, it's mashma, it's mitzade, that it's chaser and hader. When it's on the Chaitim, it's a chaser and hader. That Lamaisa doesn't look nice. I don't know where he got it from that that's a chaser. Maybe he understands that's considered a shinu mara. That's a shinu mara, that's not considered a mara which is kosher, or it's not a mara which is the mara ha-esrik, and the mele is going to pass on the chaytem, the mashu. The maisa, there are a few of the mechabris menenu, I saw kashas d'alaminim from Bechim Vechel Stern, somebody told me also, the Beis David brings down, that they bring down this suffix of the prima godem. La maisa, it's a big chumrah. It's a big chumrah because it's not so uncommon to have thorn marks at the top that get scabbed over a little bit. Sometimes it's bloodless, sometimes it's thorn marks, tiny little bit. So if it's not nicker, it's not going to be a problem. It's not nicker like other psuli hader. However, if it is nicker, lachar, according to what he's saying, it's arachin, the maisa, he says, preferably not to take it. If it's a bletel, it's not missing anything. That's not a problem. If it's a thorn mark, then it's mamish missing, something got pulled out from there, and it's scabbed over, that he says, preferably not to take, also the prima godam, the Bikur Yaakov brings it down, also it's arachin of the prima godam, the maisa. That's all going when there was a crime which was covered over. At the end of the day, there is no chesaron. Let's say there is a chesaron mashu, then it passes. Chesaron mashu passes like the suffix, like the stoma of the machaber. That's where we go make a din, that a chesaron mashu passes. What's considered a chesaron? This is like we said beforehand. This is machlokes between the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazanish. Mishnah Berurah here in the Bir Halacha already gives you a little hakdama to his yisoid, and he says dafka if it's missing just the glid, the glossy top, then it's not a problem. How does that happen? You can't pull off just a glossy top. It's very, very hard to. Almost impossible. They say if you freeze it, you could. I don't know. I tried last week freezing it. I was not matzliach. Maybe I just don't know what I'm doing. I for sure don't know what I'm doing. But I couldn't get it off. I was not matzliach to get it off. Sometimes, when is it pretty easy to get it off? If you pick off a chazozis, any type of growth that's there, whether it's a something that was from caused by bugs, or it's a bletel, very often if you pick it off very, very carefully, since it's like a scab, it'll pull off the top layer, and you'll see it's green, exactly the same color, green or yellow, exact same color of the esrik, it's just missing the gloss. You can see the fact that it's not so shiny, you get shiny or matte, you can get like however you want the pictures, that's how it is on exactly on your esrik. Then you'll see there's a difference, says Mishnah Berurah, that's not considered chasaron. The Chazanish goes weiter, and he says, no, as long as you don't take off any of the white, which is underneath the green, then it's not a problem. So if you slice off a tiny little bit and you still see green, it's not a problem. If you see white already, so then you have to be choshish that maybe you took off some white because you have shalatamtim. But if you still see green underneath it, according to Chazanish, that would be okay. The bottom line is, how do you know whether or not it's chaser? Very often, there's a kvetch, you can see an indentation inside of the esrik, and it's not chaser. Like exactly what the halacha is, that you can take a yesed ruachiv and stick it in, and it's not going to do it. It's not going to make it a chaser b'chlal. Very often you could see that it's not chaser. How could you see? Even though you see an indentation in the esrig, it's totally smooth. There's no break in the. If you look in the Chemdas Marisha, he has a whole parak or two prakim of explaining this barichos of how to make sure, how to figure it out. The ma'isa, but the basic way to know whether or not Bechlal is chasaron, whether or not there was anything that's missing from the esrik, forget the machlokes in the Chazanish and the Mishnah Berurah, how much has to be chasaron. Whether or not there's anything that was taken off, or it's just an indentation inside, if it's totally smooth, even if it goes down, but you don't see any break Bechlal in the outer layer, you don't see any cuts, then lachar, it's not a problem. And you can tell the difference. Sometimes you have to tell, you look with a, it'll help you to look with a magnifying glass. Now, if you only see, let's just clarify, if you only see a chesaron with a magnifying glass, then that's not a problem. Because if the only way to see this magnifying glass, loin in the Torah l'malach hasharis, people don't have magnifying glasses in their eyes, and therefore obviously the Torah didn't mean that as a chesaron. That's not called a chesaron in the Torah's language. There are those that are machmir. That's the way Rav Moshe goes. That's the way that most people go most of the time. There are machmirim that say that you don't have to look for it. But if you see it, then it's ready answer. This is benegia to maris. This is benegia to other things. Every time you take a deep breath, you're probably eating all types of bugs and who knows what that you can't see. There's so minuscule, all types of, I don't know what they are. That's not a problem. But in a case where you look with a magnifying glass and you see it on the piece of paper in front of you, you can't lick that piece of paper, he says. However, most places can go, that's not a problem. If you can't see it without a magnifying glass, then it doesn't exist. And halachically, it doesn't exist. But Mela, if you only see that it's a chesaron through a magnifying glass, not a problem. Sometimes, a person can see something which is a reyesa, and he doesn't know what it is, so he helps. The magnifying glass will help him clarify. But that's only after he saw a reyesa. If you didn't see a reyesa, then you don't have to use a magnifying glass, bichlal. A magnifying glass could help you. It shouldn't cause problems. And sometimes if you see it, you're not 100% sure, it can tell you that it, for sure that it is chaser. It will tell you that it's chaser. Now, what's considered, maybe let's just go to safik chaser, once we're on the topic already. Safik chaser, the Mishnah Berurah says that safik chaser is kosher. That means that if you don't know for sure that it's chaser, you can't tell whether or not there's a chaser in there. He says it's a svek sveiko. Suffolk whether or not it's chaser, even if it is chaser, maybe we hold like the shittas that hold that chaser only passes if it's a mefulish or if it's chaser and kisser. How much is a chaser and kisser? Let's just clarify. We can't clarify because the Shulchan Aruch says in Yerodeus and Melam Adalad that we don't know what the shear of isser is. However, one thing is clear here, the Goyin says it's bigger than an ukitz. It's bigger than the standard ukitz of a esrig. Because why would you have to passel it if an isser is smaller than this? So why would you have to passel the ukitz because of nitla ukitz? Just say because it's chaser. It's mashma that it wouldn't have the psul lechol pachas, at least according to those shitas, it wouldn't have the psul of chaser. We hold chaser is afilu b'mashu. But the Chemdas Moshe has a whole paragraph about this also, trying to go through. Maybe you have to go to the Jewish museum that he has all the coins. Maybe they'll tell us how big the coin is. He says it's not, the Bikur Yaakov says it's not less than the size of a gargaris of any bird, of a kosher bird. I don't know what the size of a gargaris is, the windpipe of a kosher bird is. So it's hard for me to say. He says it's for sure not less than 6 or 7 millimeters. It's for sure not less than 3/4, basically 2/3 of a centimeter. That's for sure not. That's not a question. Even though that seems very small, they had coins that were that small. Their coins were made out of silver, so even a small coin is worth a lot. But certainly a standard poke from a thorn, ukedeme, is not an isser, and generally you do not have to worry about it. Now, if a person has a suffix, like we said, is it a suffix? So says Mishnah Berurah, you have a svek sveka. Suffix whether or not it's chaser, even if it's chaser, maybe chaser only passes when it's a kinesser. Memeli says, b'shas atchak, he says you're allowed to be semich on that to be machshir that. You're allowed to be semich on that to be machshir that. The only question is, what's considered a suffix? What's a suffix? Because you don't know, therefore it's a suffix? How about if the mites next door does know? How about if the mice next door doesn't know and somebody in Bnei Brak does know? How about if nobody in Bnei Brak knows and only you know that there's one buck in America? What are you supposed to do? I don't have a clear answer. It happens to be when you get to Yerodeus, it's mashma that it has to be that nobody knows. Nobody in the world knows. That's considered a real suffix. Any other suffix is a suffix concerning the idea. It's a suffix of shaitim because you don't know, but there's somebody else that knows. I saw, interestingly enough, in one of the askamas, the Sefer Chemdes Moshe, he brings down there that he asked him, listen, let's say somebody in Yerushalayim knows, you live in Bnei Brak, and somebody in Yerushalayim knows, he says, well, let's say a mite knows. So he says, you have to go to him. So he says, if he lives in Yerushalayim, you wouldn't have to go. Sounds like in Bnei Brak and Echanami. So you live in Yerushalayim, and you know that there's somebody that's a big buck in it, and in Echanami, Lachar, you'd have to go to him, according to this, to be Mafshar. I don't know that that's the way that the Olam Firzach, Benegea to Safik Chasaron, and Kokama that it's a seasoned mite that's seen a good a few thousand Esregim. The standard mites, I don't know how it is by every mite, but the ones that really look at Esregim, some of them are looking at Esregim for over 5 hours a day for between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, and they're seeing thousands of Esregim, literally thousands of Esregim they're looking at. For sure hundreds and hundreds, I don't know how many thousands, but I've you go to anywhere, you go to Badas, you see the people, it's just lines and lines of people coming through, and they've seen so many of them, so if they never knew what they're looking at in the first place, in a Hanami, so maybe not. I know, I'm getting looks. However, anybody that has a decent amount of experience looking at Chasser, then L'chura, I think the meaning of the Olam is to rely on that. Now, the thing is, the Shabbos nowadays, Bechlal, should we rely on it in the first place? You have a nice, there's so many extra Esregim, there's so many Esregim around. Tens of thousands of Esregim to choose from. I just did today, the Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen, the documentation, Tavrish Mem Tes brings down a Trumas Hadeshen. Mai Seshahoya, Shoyu Kama Yeshuvim, Shaloyalem Esreg, Vrakaya Esreg, Echel, Kama Yeshuvim. And everybody wants a Shakal Luvil Esreg. So what do? They cut it up into Chatichos. And they give it out to different, each one has a chaticha. Because the mice, we know you'll add a bite into your esrik, and whatever's left over is kosher. And mechal chaser and all psulma are possible shatat chak, they're kosher on the first day also. The mela, they diced it up and they gave it to a bunch of yeshuvim. What's going on? Says the truth is that you should have done that, but we'll get to that, Be'ez Hashem. However, you understand that this esrik that is here in front of me came from one of the Seicharim, who was not from the biggest Seicharim, that he had 20,000 Esregim left over after Sukkot. That's the same what we're talking about. He's one of the many Seicharim Esregim here in Eretz Yisrael, and he had 20,000 left over. That's a tremendous amount. Tremendous amount. So, why, if you have a Sukkot Chasser, just go to the next one. You want to know, this is it, and it's Mamish Corona, and they only have a few left, and you're flying back to America, and you're going to be dude. I understand it. But in Hanami, in a Hanami, if you have another one, so why be same Hanin? Now, Bechlal, how close do you have to look at it to find out whether or not it's considered chaser? So, there's a Mabit which is brought down in the Magen Avraham twice, Behemshech HaSimin, that Mabit says, Benegia to Hadar, Hadar depends on how you look at it. In front of you, how a person holds it. That's, you don't need his spininess. When the standard person holds it, what does it look like? Can he see it? And for sure, if the other people around him, the other people around him are even further away. But if the person that's holding it in front of him doesn't see it, some people say 30 centimeters, that's the standard amount that a person holds it. In front of him, if he doesn't see it, then it's not a problem. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, according to this Mabit, that's only Benegia to Hadar. When it comes to chaser and l'kichatama, then it's not totally in how a person perceives it. It's totally in, is it shalim or is it not shalim? And the mela, it needs this braininess. It needs this braininess, so you have to look at it closely. However, you don't have to look with a magnifying glass. You don't have to look at it with a, and if you can't tell it, l'maisa, even with regard to l'kichatama, it says that it has to be nikar v'nira she'ir, that it's not shalim. There's etvas that has to be, that you could see it when you're misbinding. When you're misbinding, it has to be that you're able to see it. So if you can't see it when you're misbinding, and the only way to notice is with a magnifying glass, that what we said beforehand, that's not a problem. However, it does need more misbindingness. Certainly, it's much easier to see chesaron when you're outside. Anything, it's much easier to see when you're outside. Yesh la'ayin b'negiyat hahadar, we'll have to get up to that. If you have to look outside, b'chol, you're just going to feel bad. That much I can tell you is if you buy it inside and then walk outside and you see a few black dots, you're going to feel really bad if you spent 250 shekel on your esrig, or certainly if you spent 500 shekel or 1,000 shekel, certainly you're going to feel bad if you walk outside and you say, oh, I didn't see any of these before. So it's kedai to look outside because in the sunlight you see everything in a second. And therefore, it's always kedai to look in sunlight. Now, this din of Svek Sveiko, I saw somebody being murdered. That somebody pointed out to me that the Beis David says that maybe the Mechaber doesn't go with the Svek Sveiko. Maybe the Mechaber doesn't go with the Svek Sveiko. Why doesn't he go with the Svek Sveiko? Because he doesn't matter b'shas l'chak. Why do we have a Svek Sveiko? Suffolk, whether or not it's chaser, even if it is chaser, maybe we pass like the Ravid. Because we go with the Ravid b'shas l'chak. But the Mechaber doesn't go with the Ravid b'shas l'chak. He doesn't mention that he does. He brings it down as the Yeshemim. But now I would think that maybe you could be mitzarefed as a Svek Sveiko even without that. However, Sfaradim should ask a specific shayla whether or not it could be same on Svek Sveiko b'shasat chak. Svek Sveiko, if it's not b'shasat chak. Now, if a little bit of juice comes out of the esrik, this is very common, an esrik falls, which shouldn't be so common, but it is very common, the esrik falls, and all of a sudden you smell something. That means you know for sure that juice came out. Or a person grabs it and his nail was a little bit long and he jabbed the esrog and a little bit of juice comes out. So the first thing that you do is wash it off. Wash it off and dry it off. Because if you don't wash it off, then in a few hours you'll see a nice brown mark from the juice that dried on the esrog. So the first thing to do is wash off the juice and dry it off. So it shouldn't be a problem. Now, if that's all that came out is juice, it's not a problem. Something came out from the middle, it should be chaser. Says the Chazir, I'll prove to you that's not a chasern. Because how do you check an esrog to see if it's yavish? You take a needle with a thread, and you stick it through the esrog, and you see if there's any juice that comes out on the... if juice comes out, then you have a chaser. Answer is no. Juice, mitzvah that comes out is not chaser. It's only basar esrog that comes out. Liquid which comes out does not make something chaser. Which is a big idea also. The last halach of Sibbeis is when you get to what does the person do b'shasat chak? B'shasat chak, yesh lahakol kisvar achreina lahakshur chisern she'ini kisir ve'ini nekem mefulish. Says the Mishnah Berurah, says the Ramah b'shasat chak, a person can rely on the svar achreina that even if it's chaser, if it's not mefulish, it's not kisir, then it's okay. Now why does he only mention this one? The chur is common after communion is going to it. If it's mefulish and it's not chaser, it's also okay. If it's kisir and it's not chaser, it's also okay. There's three differences. If it's chaser mashu and not mefulish, mefulish the whole way and not chaser, or keiser and not chaser. Those are the three nafkaminas. The Rambam only says one. Says the Prima Gadim, this is the only one that he's letting you rely on. Says the Bikurei Yaakov, farvos. What's the difference between the three different reasons? There's no third shita that holds in the middle. There's either the Ravid, and he says that all three of them are mutter, and there's either the Rashi Yudimi, and they say that all three of them are aser. Where Mechatesi to be mechalik. Truth is, if you looked in the Bikurei Yaakov, it says that there's five chilukim. But there's three basic ones that we said. That mefulish and not chaser, chaser mashu not mefulish, and keiser and not chaser. Those are the three different ones. Lamaisa the Mishnah Berurah goes like the Bikur Yaakov, and he says that in Echanam v'shat chak won't be able to b'semach on all three of them. Lamaisa, as we said before, in shat chak is only if there's no other esrog in town, and it's probably unless you get stuck somewhere out, I don't know, in the maybe in the Maldives and Corona, you can't get back. So this is the only thing that you have. Consider maybe that's what we're talking about. But aside from that, nowadays it's very hard to have a shasat chak that we're going to be makel for because shasat chak means that there's no other esrog in town. Second day yontif. Ah, so what's with second day yontif in a case where it's chaser mashu? If it's chaser mashu, there the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Maamar Mordechai that's mutzer lechatchila lechur. That's not mashma that you need a shasat chak bechol. That second day yontif. What is second day yontif? I'm sorry. Second day yontif sheni shel golius. That the halacha is in Siman Taf Resh Mem Tes. That anything which is puzzle on the first day, you're allowed to take on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius, but without a bracha. Because the machlokes is Rishonim whether or not we're machmer on the second day of Yom Tov like the first day, or no, it's only Darabanan, so we're mekel. So you take it without a bracha. Says Mishnah Berurah, in this case you can take it with a bracha, since there are those that are mekel. Even to take it on the first day, certainly on Yom Tov Sheni you can take it and make a bracha, and the mashmaya of Mishnah Berurah is that you do not need a shasal chak for that. That is the chachilah. Sif Gimel. Mefulish yesh mefarshim pshutoi, danu shenikim mitzadzel etzadzeh, yesh mefarshim shekim shenikim v'lechadri etzera, shekirinim etzeichai, mekirim mefulish. So this is really machlokes Rishonim what's considered mefulish. We saw that there's three shitas in the Rishonim what's considered mefulish. According to the Ravid, mefulish only passes when it goes all the way through the esrog, and there's a chasern. There are those that hold, no, it has to go through the entire esrog, the bahag, even without a chasern. And there's those that hold that, no, it doesn't have to go through the entire esrog. It only has to go through the lavan, the white part, until it gets to the chadri etzera. That's already considered mefulish, and that's going to pass on. The Ladino, we paskin, it's not really clear how we paskin, because the Mechaber brings out a yesh mefarshim, yesh mefarshim. So Mishnah Berurah says we should go like the Chumrah, that, like Tosfos, that even the Chadri Azera is a problem, which is really the second yesh mefarshim. The Achrenim actually point out here, that's the klal. If you have a yesh mefarshim, if you have a stam and a yesh mefarshim, you go like the stam. If you have a yesh mefarshim, then you go like the second yesh mefarshim. Now it's interesting because Mishnah Berurah earlier on, we saw when he got up to yesh mefarshim, he said a different klal. He says by the rice you go to chumra, by the rabbanu go to kula. So over here, lechoro, we're handing out tafik derais on the first day. We're talking about the psul pasha, the psul of kichatam, which is only psul for the first day, and mamela we should go to chumra. Either way, the Mishnah Berurah says we go to chumra, and therefore be considered mefulish. If you have a tafik, whether or not it's mefulish the chadra zera, then once again you have a svek sveka. And you could be mekel. This is very common in the top. Very often there's a hole in the top of the esrog, This we'll talk about later on. It's Mefurish in the Mishnah Berurah in Sifat Lamed Beis. We'll wait till we get there, to discuss it. How to check, how to know, v'chulu. If in a case where you take an eser, yesterday we did this. We took a needle, somebody brought in a needle, and we went through the top of an eserik a few times. Now it was very difficult after you pulled out the eserik, after you pulled out the needle, to find the hole. Because it closes up. It closes up, you're basically pushing aside the Bsara eserik, and as soon as you pull it out, you pull it right through the whole side to side, and then you look for it, and it's very difficult to find it. Says the Rashash, on Daf Lamed Vav Min Aleph, he says in Echanami, it only passes if you can see it. If you can't see it afterwards, then it's not a problem. If you don't see the Nechem Mefulash afterwards, then it's not a problem. It closes up. The Maimer Mordechai is also mitzadid like that, but he says the Stimas HaMachavar and the Rishonim is not mashma that way. They sound to say, he says that's the Matzis. If you take a needle, a standard needle for sewing, and you put it through, it's going to get covered up. It's going to close back together as soon as you take it out. However, he says that the Stimas HaMachavar is that even if it gets closed up afterwards, then it would be it'd still be a problem of Mefulash. Now, what's that? No, if it's chaser, it's chaser. If it's chaser, it's chaser. We're talking about where you stuck a needle through and nothing is chaser, nothing came out. You checked out the needle afterwards and not a single piece of buster came out. You pulled it side to side. But it closed up. So now, is he talking about that you could see the holes, you just can't see through if you put it out through the light? And you stick it, the truth is, the Rishash brings it as a raya. He says, similar davar, he says, the halacha is when I get to, I had this in my own tefillin, that's the truth. Somebody checked my tefillin, and there was a hole in one of the letters. It passes. However, if you take a dioy, you take the ink, and you go over it, and it's such a small hole, that it'll get covered up by the dioy, it won't go through and sink through and come out, and then you'll still be left in the hole, then it's not a hole which passes. And that's what they did, Baruch Hashem, got covered over, and it wasn't a problem. But he says, what do we see from there? We see that a hole, that even if it's a hole, if it's so small that it's kilu, nothing, it's kilu, not nicker, because you go over it and it just gets covered up. He says, then that doesn't have a shame hole. Even though there's a hole there, Vestim. He says the same thing over here. Similar dover, he says. Nah, it's not a raya burro, but similar dover. The Maimer Mordechai is machmer at the end of the day. The shal is, if you can't even see that there's a hole mark, yesh l'ayin, whether or not, if it's only his boininess, then everybody would agree in such a case. It's not just that you don't see through when you hold it up to the light, you can't see through, it's not a foolish. You can't even find the hole mark. I gave it to somebody afterwards to try to find it for me. He sat there trying to, I think it's over here. And then at the end of the day, I think the point that he pointed to was not the mark at the end of the day where we pushed through. Very hard to see. In such a case, yesh la'ayin, whether or not even the Maimer Mordechai would be machmer to get to such a case. However, it's not suggested to put a needle through your esrik to machmer. The Maimer Mordechai does say something very interesting. He says, I'll tell you a simple way to check your esrik to see whether or not it's dried out. And it shouldn't be a problem of foolish. In the bottom of the esrik, such an esrik, usually the sides of the esrik come up by the ukits. They stick up around the ukits. So he says, go from side to side in the bottom. There's no chadriya zera. You're not going through the entire length of the esrik. You're just going through one side of the esrig, and you're going from side to side, you'll be able to stick it in one side, pull it out the other side, because it protrudes by the ukits, and you can stick it through one side and go out the other side, and it's not foolish, not chadrizer, not nothing. That's what the Maimer Mordechai says. That's Sif Gimel. Sif Dalet, final Sif, esrig sheni muach, kol besar mi vifnim, ikli pasach etzene, kiemetz chadrizer, kiemetz vifnim, kosher v'yesh preislin. This is the bio of the Gemara. We saw it's a bayit al Ivshito, and it's a machlokes Rishonim how to be paskin. The riff goes lekula, at least the way that the Rush learns the riff, he goes lekula. The Torah says we should go lechumra. The Bach says that even the riff goes lechumra. The fact that the riff didn't bring it down, he goes lechumra, he says. So bachlal, there's a shaila whether or not there's anybody that goes lekula. The Mishnah Berurah names on that there is somebody that goes lekula, as does the Mechaber. He says, a kosher v'yesh paislim, that means he's soisim l'achsher v'yesh paislim. L'maisa, how could a person tell b'chlal whether or not it's nimuch b'mifnim v'chad yuzerek hayamim? How could you tell? Said the Bach, you can see through. It becomes transparent. You're able to see, translucent, you're able to see right through the esrig to see whether or not the chad yuzerek there. Says the Magen Avraham, zed dover shachosh yach yishay. It's not true. You're not going to see it. Elamai, what is it? He says, you could feel it. You could feel through. Says the Prima Gadim, Zedover Shachosh Yachishai. you can't really feel either through. You're not going to be able to feel whether or not the Chadri Azera or Kayim. So what do you do? Says the Bikur Yaakov, says the Bikur Veger, I'll tell you the simplest way. The eighth of the Nafkamina is when a person took such an Esrig, and then he's Mistapik afterwards, and he gets another Esrig. He wants to know, should he make a bracha on the new Esrig? Was he Yotze with the first Esrig or not? Chop open the first Esrig and see whether or not they're Kayaman or they're not Kayaman. In that case, if you see that they're Kayaman, so Mamele were Yotze. If they weren't Kayaman, so then you're not Yotze. But it's only talking about afterwards in a Hanami. Now, practically, what is this Nageya to us? What is this? Did this ever happen since the time? I actually think it maybe happened. The Esrig that I stuck into my freezer and I pulled it out, after a few days, it started getting mamish mushy. I wasn't able to feel the Chadri Azera, but just about everything else inside I was able to feel by moving it around. Says Ramesha, Apel Negazach. Somebody wrote a tshuva to Ramesha, Chelek Alas Mekupe Hei, we mentioned this last Chaburo. He took his Esrig, he stuck it into the freezer. 12 months later, he pulls it out, Erev Sukkot. A few days before Sukkot, he pulls it out, and beautiful, gorgeous Esrig. Saved himself a good few $100. He asked Ramesha, is that a problem? Says Ramesha, why should it be a problem? Alt kovosh, it's not kovosh. Kovosh in kor is not considered kovosh, it has to be in a liquid. It's not in a liquid, it's not a problem. What might be the problem, he says? The shayla of the Gemara by Esrik Shini Moach. He says, what's the shayla of the Gemara by Esrik Shini Moach? This we already declared when we said Chabura on the Sugya. The Gemara says, Esrik Shini Moach with Nimus, Esrik Shini Moach, sorry, with him. Do we say that since it's lo yishalot ba'avira hodor bari, it's going to get it's lo yhodor bari, or since it's shalot ba'avira, it's lo yhodor bari, or do we say lo yishna? What does it mean lo yishna? Lo yishna means that even though it's not shalot ba'avira, even though it's shalot ba'avira, it's going to be hodor bari. The Gemara is mistapik in mitzias. Says Ramesh, it's not mistavrit to say the Gemara is mistapik in mitzias. Leave it around and see what happens. Elamai, the Gemara shayla is, you're right that it's going to be Siruchim Nisrachas, but only after a few days. Right now it's good. Do I don it that since there's going to be I know that in a few days it's going to go bad. That means that there's already a problem right now, and I can't take it now. Or do I say no? So long as it looks nice now, you're okay until it goes bad. Says Ramesha, what happens when you freeze a cucumber? What happens when you freeze an orange? You freeze a cucumber, he says. These type of things. You take it out, it's disgusting. It mamish ruins the fruit. It ruins the fruit. An apple, maybe, even an apple, if it freezes in the back of your fridge, these things, mango you could freeze nicely, other types of things. Maybe some types of strawberries, other types of things, maybe. But if you freeze many fruits that you freeze, they get ruined when you take them out of the freezer. You take it out of the freezer, and in a few days, it's going to go bad. So that's mamash, that's actually what we're according to the Shalik Mara, do I don kafi right now, it looks very nice? Or kafi, what I know what's going to happen in a few days, it's going to go bad? And he says, how do we pass on the halacha? It's machlekes. Mishnah Berurah says that we should be machmer. Only b'shas tzchak to be mekel. And he says, the truth is, I hold that even b'shas tzchak you can't take it. Because the Bach says that the riff holds, that the riff is also machmer. So we don't even know if there's any shita that is mekel. The Rush quotes the riff that he's mekel. From the fact that it doesn't bring down the sugya. It must be that he's mekel. Safed yirubar l'kula. Says the Bach, no. He goes to chumrah. And that's why he didn't bring it down. But the Maisa, it could be that there's no shita that holds that it's mekel. Maybe says Ramesha that you're not allowed to be semech on it, even b'shas tzchak, not to use it. He says, however, tumia toivish, he says, next year, take a bunch of esregim, stick them in the freezer, and take them out of the freezer and see what happens to all the esregim. Because the fact that it happens to one esreg is not a raya. You have to know what happens in a normal case. So Mamela, do it to a bunch of esregim and let me know what happens. We don't have the dendam, we don't have the next tshuva, so I don't know what happened. Lamais Davaila, as Ramesha writes, he says that it would be possible even b'shas tzchak. Mamela one would not be able to do that. Yesh la'ayin is my own itself. If you put it in the refrigerator, if you put it in the refrigerator, I don't know what lasts from last year. But if you had an esrog in the refrigerator, it doesn't freeze. If it doesn't freeze, then it doesn't have that problem. It doesn't change the makeup of the it doesn't freeze the inside. And it could be that it doesn't have this chasaron of the chur shouldn't have this chasaron. It should be okay. The last halacha is a bir halacha, which is the peladik of bir halacha. The bir halacha quotes a prima galim that says, even though nimuach mibifnim is a suffix, if it's nimuach and saruach, then for sure it's a problem of kuli alma. What is he talking about? The Gemara says, Gemara wants to bring a raya. The Gemara says, we see that if it's tafuach v'saruach, it's pasul. My love, tafuach mibachutz v'saruach mibifnim. The Gemara says, no, saruach is as mibachutz. What did the Gemara say, saruach mibifnim? What was the raya of the Gemara? Saruch mibifnim, says Rashi, And when you have Esrog, Shinimuach, Besari, that's like Saruach. Saruach and Nimuach is not two different things. It's one thing. The Gemara wants to bring a riot to Nimuach from Saruach. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if it's also Nimuach, and also Saruach, and also Rakuv, and also, it's all the same thing. Three different ways of saying the same different thing. But it's the same thing, but it's not three different things. What are you saying? If it's also Saruach, it's also Nimuach, and also Saruach, if you look at the people on the side, he says he learns the Gemara differently. He quotes the Kapas tomorrow, that learns the Gemara differently. My love, Tafuach Mivachutz, V'Saruach Mibifnim, Dafka Saruach Mibifnim is a problem. Saruach is a problem, Mibifnim. But if it's Nimuach, it's not a problem. And the fact that it only says Saruach is a problem, but Nimuach wouldn't be a problem. It says Meduyik that Dafka Saruach and Nimuach is two different things, according to the Apshat. Not like Rashi. The Mela is up there. If it would be also Nimuach and also Saruach, then we're possible, Kol Yama. But in Ikhrami, according to Rashi, look here, this doesn't start. Bechal, the whole Bir Alacha doesn't start. Saruach is Nimuach. It wouldn't start Bechal. Either way, if it's Saruach or it's Nimuach, get yourself another Esrog.